Hello, all my lovelies, and thanks for joining me again on another episode of the One Woman's Opinion podcast. As always, I hope that you are all staying safe. And yes, that does mean wearing your mask, washing your hands, social distancing, and all that stuff. And that's, I'm not going to mention it again for this episode, just for this episode. Can't guarantee it won't come up later on in another episode, but I hope you're all staying safe. That's the most important thing. If by chance some of you out there may have been diagnosed with COVID and need someone to communicate about it, you know, whenever you're able to, you can reach out to me. I've been diagnosed with it. I sound a lot better, but I actually am still kind of just have some of the remnants still of it lingering, so I can relate. And as always, all of my contact information are in the show notes of every episode. But you know, that goes for everyone. That goes for everyone out there. If it doesn't have to be if you have COVID, if you have anything on your mind that you want to let out, that's what I'm here for. So don't be shy. You know, you've already heard several of my episodes, and you know that you can remain anonymous, and your anonymity is very important to me. I don't want to, you know, put your business out there and say, well, Joe Schmo from Minnesota said. So no, it's not like that. And I hope you realize that, because I am here for you. And I do want to thank you for listening. I mean, I know there are a million podcasts out there that you could be listening to, and you're listening to mine. And that is so amazing to me. You are so amazing to me. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. If you would continue to be so kind and please subscribe to the podcast and leave a kind review, it'll help the podcast grow. And hopefully it'll help more people out there somewhere in the world. And tell your friends about it as well. You can share it on all your other social media platforms. Just help us grow so we can continue to help people. And as you've already guessed, if you're an avid listener, here comes the disclaimer. For this and all future episodes, I will stress the following. I am not a therapist or a doctor. I am simply a very opinionated woman that wants to help as many people as I can in whatever way I can. If you're experiencing any mental health concerns, please, I urge you to reach out to a professional. If you feel that you're in danger, please call 911 or your local emergency services for immediate assistance. Now, I am still, like I said, getting over some of this COVID stuff. So I may stop every once in a while and have some of my tea. I may actually, at some point, put in the show notes a recipe for this tea, because it works wonders for a lot of different things. But I'll get into that another time, because this episode is dedicated to all the caregivers out there. Whether you're a paid caregiver or you're caring for a family member or someone that you care about close to you, it takes a special person to dedicate their time to others. And you are simply put, your angels. And it was brought to my attention that November is National Family Caregivers Month. I had no idea. It's a time to recognize, support, celebrate, empower family caregivers. Excuse me. I firmly believe that, just like with Thanksgiving, we should be thankful all the time. So I firmly believe that, just like with caregivers, all these things, the recognition, the support, they should be celebrated all the time. These things should be done consistently. And I also feel it's very, but I, how can I put it? I also feel that even though it's something that should be done all the time, I also feel that it's a wonderful thing to bring recognition to caregivers by highlighting them for the month of November. Now, the definition, yes, definitions usually make it into all my podcasts. The definition of a caregiver is a family member or a paid helper who regularly looks after a child, a sick person, elderly or disabled person. Caregivers help with activities of daily living. But even though the caregivers are angels that help others, most time people forget that the caregivers need care as well. And even the caregivers forget that themselves. They're so busy doing things for so many other people that they neglect things in their own life. Sorry, I needed some tea. Excuse me. Yes, they forget that themselves. Caregiving and being a caregiver can have a crucial impact on the life of the caregiver in many ways. And it being November and National Caregiver Month, and you know, I want to try to bring to light some of the ways that it has an impact. You know, it can make maintaining physical and mental health more difficult for the caregiver, as well as put an enormous strain on work and social life. For example, if the caregiver isn't a paid caregiver, their work and social life, it could just put an enormous strain on them or make the social life non-existent. If they're a paid caregiver, they still need to do self-care, again, because they're spending so much time caring for others. Who's caring for them? And honestly, I'm speaking from experience. I'm a caregiver, and I've been a caregiver for more than half of my life. And in my younger years, it was easier for some reason. It was easier to balance everything. You know, I still did the caregiving. I had a job. I had a very active social life. I did party a lot. But as I got older, it definitely became more difficult for some reason to balance everything. And there are several signs that a caregiver is experiencing stress. And sometimes the caregiver themselves doesn't even realize that they're going through the stressors because they're in constant motion. So if you know a caregiver, or if you are a caregiver, I want you to be aware of some of these signs. Some of the signs are being or having immense feelings of being overwhelmed, constantly worried, feeling tired often, and not getting enough sleep, which is why you're feeling tired often. Gaining or losing significant amount of weight, being easily irritable, easily angered, feeling sad, losing interest in activities you used to enjoy, and sometimes frequent headaches and other physical ailments will come about. Stress takes such a toll on the body. Excuse me. And there's also a possibility some caregivers will develop PTSD, anxiety, depression. They may turn to abuse drugs or alcohol. So caregivers being our angels, our heroes, we all need to look out for them. We all need to take care of them as well. So, caring for the caregiver. First, I want to address caregivers that may be listening directly. And I'm going to have some tea for this one. Darn this COVID. Excuse me. So, now I'm speaking directly to the caregiver. Please accept help when it's offered. I speak from experience. It may be difficult because we as caregivers are used to being the ones to take care of others. We're supposed to be in control. We are supposed to always be the strong ones that anybody can lean on. But when someone offers to help, take a deep breath. Take a couple deep breaths. Inhale, exhale. Hum, whatever you have to do, take some deep breaths, but bottom line, accept the help. And I'm so sorry for this huge truck that is passing by right now. Okay, I don't know if you guys heard that, but it was a huge truck. But yeah, when someone offers help, just accept it. And realize that you don't have to carry the world on your shoulders. Let someone help. And trust me, caregiver, I know, because I had to let someone help. I always felt like I'm the strong one. I need to take care of this. I need to take care of that. No, you don't. Accept the help. And accepting help is a form of self-care. It doesn't make you a weaker person. It doesn't make you a weaker caregiver. You're human. I know sometimes caregiving can be overwhelming, but you have to try to focus on what you can do. You know, you have to remember, no one's perfect. Sometimes making lists help. Now, I used to tease my best friend in our 20s because she was always making lists. And I'm like, why are you making lists? Why can't you just remember it? But I would tease her all the time. And slowly, I started incorporating making lists. And those overwhelming feelings dissipate. They dissipate or disappear completely. It helps you set realistic goals. If you have large tasks and you make that list, that'll help you break those large tasks down into smaller ones. And any little bit helps. And I cannot believe this truck is back. Excuse me. I realized that another thing, and I know the COVID pandemic, the word COVID has reared its ugly head again in this episode. Oh, that was a school bus. But I realized with the COVID pandemic and more places starting to shut down again, it hasn't made it any easier for caregivers. You know, there's still doctor's appointments to go to and medications that have to be picked up and grocery shopping that has to be done, maybe some laundry. It's just a ton of things that need to be done. And you know, anything else the person may need. So again, make lists, of course. Top of the list is the doctor's appointments, the medication, the grocery shopping. You know, if you get to the laundry, you get to the laundry. But make lists and accept help. And people out there that know caregivers, not just in November, doesn't just have to be for November, help them out. Hey, do you need me to pick up the medication? You know, you don't have to make that other stop. I can pick up the medication. You can go take it to the doctor's appointment. Just something that simple. Picking up medication. Pulling the trash can to the front of the curb. Just those simple actions would mean so much to a caregiver. And you know, if you caregiver, if you find another angel like yourself that decides to give you like some actual time off, a few hours to yourself, or oh my goodness, maybe a full day, do something that you love to do. You know, reconnect with yourself. Even if it's just reading a book, listening to a few other podcasts, going for a walk, going to get a manicure or pedicure while we still can before they shut that down too. I mean, maybe you just want to take a well-deserved nap. You know, and you just need to, once you get that help, you need to replenish yourself. Because if you're empty, if your giving tank is empty, there's not going to be enough for you to give to someone else. You can also try to connect with other caregivers in your community. I did happen to just type in on Facebook caregivers, and there are several groups. There are several Facebook groups, and I know some people may not like social media or not like Facebook specifically, but I find that if you find a specific group that caters to what you need, Facebook can be helpful. But you can try that. You can try Twitter. You can create your own group to invite other caregivers. Having an outlet helps, is the bottom line. Just having an outlet. Even if it's a few minutes a day before bed for you to be able to connect with people that know what you're going through. Carve out a small bit of time for yourself, caregiver. Also, please don't neglect your own health. You know, like I said, it's hard. It's just so hard, but you have to make sure that you make it to your own doctor's appointments. If you take medications, make sure you keep up on them. Make sure they're filled on a timely manner. I know that some pharmacies do autofill. Sign up for autofill. That way, in case you forget your own medication, they will send you a text and say, hey, time to come pick up your medicine. And if you have to, use the same pharmacy that you use for the person that you're caring for. That way, you kill two birds with one stone and you pick up your medication and you pick up their medication. But you have to be able to make sure that you are well mentally, physically, emotionally. Because if you aren't well, it'll make your time as a caregiver that much harder. Taking care of yourself first will even make the person that you care for happy, because they're going to see that you're feeling better, and they're going to notice a difference. So it taking care of yourself is still part of being a caregiver for that person that you're caring for, because they're going to be happy because you're happy. There's a caregiver helpline that I found. And again, I'm going to leave that in the show notes, but that number is 1-855-227-3640. And there is also, you can reach out at caregiveraction.org. Again, all of that will be in the show notes. Don't worry. For caregivers struggling with their own mental health specifically, please visit mhascreening.org. Yes, we'll be in the show notes. Now, caregiving is very close to my heart. Like I said, I'm a caregiver, so I understand. I didn't want November to pass. Once I found out it was National Family Caregiver Month, I said, oh, I have to put something out there. I have to say something to caregivers that are going to listen, or to someone that's going to listen, that's going to know a caregiver and say, hey, listen to this. My final opinion, I want all caregivers out there to know that you are heroes. You are angels. And I don't ever want you to feel guilty for doing something nice for yourself. Remember, self-care. I repeat, self-care is not being selfish. Take care of yourself. If no one else has told you, if no one else has told you lately, or if no one else has told you ever, you may not know me, but I appreciate you. I appreciate you, caregiver, and I appreciate everything that you do for the people that you care for. Please be safe and carve out time for yourself. Do something nice, even if you just go sit somewhere quietly and have some tea, which I'm about to have another sip of because my voice is sounding funny. As a matter of fact, I'm going to leave my tea recipe in the show note for you, caregiver. It's a ginger tea that is wonderful. But like I said, my final opinion, take care of yourself, caregiver. Don't feel bad about doing something nice for yourself. You are appreciated. I want to thank you all for taking the time to listen. I love you all so much for listening. I really do. I appreciate all the kind words, all the kind comments. It really makes my day. I just can't thank you enough. Someday I will have merch. I'm working on it, but as of right now, all I can do is just verbally thank you for everything. Kind reviews, I greatly appreciate. As always, you will definitely find all the contact information in the show notes as well. I do like to say you can follow me on Twitter. I'm on Twitter more often than other social medias, so I'm on Twitter at Woman's One. You can find me there, follow me, check out my followers list. I have a very wide variety of different podcasts that you can check out, and they're all great. I'm still working my way through them all, but they're all great. And speaking of which, like I said in the last episode, I want to start giving shout outs to different podcasts that are on my followers list. And for this episode, I think it's appropriate for me to shout out the Fading Memories podcast hosted by Jennifer Fink. It's a podcast that focuses on conversation with people who may have answers for that caregivers need. I have not listened. That's on my list, but I haven't gotten to it yet. But I believe that it's for caregivers of people with family members with Alzheimer's. But bottom line, they're caregivers. Give it a listen. Reach out to someone there. They may have someone in your part of the world that will be able to help you with whatever you're going through. It's a wonderful way to help caregivers. So make sure you check out the Fading Memories podcast. Subscribe to them and leave a kind word and a review. And you can follow them on Twitter as well. Remember, caregiver and everyone else listening, you are not alone. I'm here for you. Until next time, be safe, be kind.